Chapter 3. Lu Lok stepped out of his building and was almost blinded by the crisp May sun. He threw on his sunglasses and peered up at the clear sky and smiled because it was looking like a beautiful day. His moment was soured when Gutter started beating on the horn again.
"Kick back with that shit, fool!"
Lu Lok shouted. Gutter stepped out of the car to greet his friend. With the blue bandanas tied to his wrists and the dark glasses covering his face, Gutter looked like he had stepped straight off a television episode of Gangland. He was a coal black cat with a shaggy beard that looked like it hadn't been combed in a few days, whereas Lu Lok was more conservative about flying his gang colors. Gutter was G'd up at all times. He was dressed in an oversized Duke Blue Devils sweatshirt, blue Levi's, and blue All-Stars with the blue laces. He was one of the most dangerous men Lu Lok had ever met, as well as his best friend. Gutter had gotten into gangbanging about a year before Lu Lok got put on the hood. But Gutter had soldier in his blood long before his feet had ever touched Los Angeles soil. He was born in Algiers, but moved to the States a few years after when his father was killed. When he and what was left of his family settled in Los Angeles, he began to see the world with new eyes. His uncles, aunts, and all his cousins were Crips, and filled their foreign cousin with everything they knew about being Crips. For Gutter to join the Crips was only natural, but for Lu Lok, it was an altogether different story. When Lu Lok was about 10, he and his father was doing some Christmas shopping in the Crenshaw Mall, lost in the holiday spirit.